Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, yes indeed, God will take care of you, he'll take care of me, he'll take care of us, he'll take care of all of his children, because he is our Heavenly Father. I want to report that I came back from Amsterdam, New York, St. Mary's Hospital, where I witnessed for myself Sister Gail ringing the bell. And what a sight that was. She completed all her treatments, and now we wait on the Lord and wait on his love. And what a sight that was to see our dear sister be more than a conqueror through Jesus who loves her. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Well, we're back, and we're talking about how God promises to help us. Again, Isaiah 41:10. This series is entitled God's Second I Will. God's Second I Will. It reads, this is how it reads: Fear not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee. We're looking at the phrase, God will help us. Heavenly Father, again, we give you thanks. We give you thanks for another day of life, another day of health, another day of being in Christ Jesus our Lord, another day of being born again and walking with God, another day to have God on our side. And if God be for us, said the apostle, who can be against us? We pray for our entire church family. We pray for all the churches in St. Johnsville after having such a wonderful prayer meeting last night, where all the churches and all the pastors were prayed for, and everyone in St. Johnsville was prayed for. Father God, we know revival is at hand, and we rejoice, for you will help us. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. And what a wonderful prayer meeting that was last night. The teaching was phenomenal, followed up by 1 hour of prayer, and we went a little bit over, but the last prayer, the closing prayer, Reverend Donna James prayed us out, and she was praying for revival, and what a closeout prayer that was. From the beginning of the prayer meeting to the end of the prayer meeting, the Lord was moving, and he was speaking, and I learned about the snowflakes. I didn't know who the snowflakes were, never heard of the snowflake ministry, or, organization, and I learned something new yesterday. And so I learned some Bible stuff. I learned some stuff about praying the scriptures, and then I learned some secular stuff about this organization called the Snowflake. And I tell you, you learn something new every day when you come to the house of the Lord. Well, saints, we're looking at God will do what? He will help us. He will help us. Why will he help us? We learned yesterday because his very name is the Helper. That's his official title. That's his official office, if you will. Just like his official title and office is that of Redeemer. He redeems. He saves. He delivers. Why does he save? Because he's a savior. Why does he deliver? Because he's a deliverer. Why does he redeem? Because he's a redeemer. Again, why does he help? Because he is a helper. God must function in the office and in the title which he bears. And it would be a contradiction of God to be called the helper and not help. Who does he help first and foremost? His children, his blood-bought children, children bought by the blood of Jesus, sealed by the Holy Spirit, children who have their names written in the Lamb's Book of Life, children who have their passport stamped towards heaven. Those children, his children, children of God, the church, he pledges to help us. Now, today is Wednesday, March the 23rd, and today we want to look at how sacred biblical hymnody inspires God's people to look to him for help and protection. Again, sacred, biblical hymnody inspires God's people to look to him for what? For help and protection. What is hymnody? Well, hymnody is a fancy word for the composition, for the writing of hymns, and then the singing of hymns. You know, in order for us to have a hymn, you got to have a hymn writer. And yesterday, Sister Linda Hart was talking to us about hymns and hymn writing and Fanny Crosby, right? And how she was blind. And okay, so she's a hymn writer. So she wrote 8,000 hymns, and then those hymns are now sung by the church. So hymnody is made up by both the writer of the hymn and those who sing the hymns. So sacred hymnody is the composition. That's phase one. Phase one is the composition. God inspires a hymn writer. The Lord gives them an idea for a hymn. He inspires them, and they put pen to paper. That's the first phase of hymnody. Those hymns get approved, and they get put into a hymnal. Those hymnals get sold to the churches, and they're collected. They're put into a book, and then we are instructed, we are encouraged during the service to turn to such and such a hymn, hymn 284, to hymn 395. And what do? We sing those hymns. This past Sunday, we sung hymn 284, which was Turn Your Eyes Upon Jesus. Think about that. Now, why should we turn our eyes upon Jesus? Well, because, again, he is our what? He's our helper. He's our deliverer. He's our redeemer. He's our savior. Everything about hymnody, all true biblical and sacred hymns, point people to God as their sole source of protection and salvation. So the hymn writers write the hymns, we sing them, and that makes up hymnody. So what are the oldest hymns we have in the church? What are the oldest hymns? Well, the oldest hymns we have are the Psalms. They are the Psalms. So now let's turn to Psalm 33 as an example. Psalm 33. And in Psalm 33, starting at verse 18 and running all the way down to verse 20, we're going to read three scriptures here in Psalm 33. It says, "Behold, the eye of the Lord is upon them that fear him, upon them that hope in his" what? "Mercy." Do you reverence the Lord? Do you fear the Lord? Do you respect the Lord? Well, if you do, his eye's on you. Do you hope that God will come to your aid, that God is your hope in God? That when you get in a bind, when you get in trouble, when you need a do-over, that God will show up, not with his whip, but with his mercy. It says here, "Behold, the eye of the Lord is upon them that fear him." Those that reverence him, those that serve him, his eye is upon them. Upon them that hope, and when you hope, it means your heart is turned towards God, like we were encouraged to do last Sunday with hymn 284. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Is your hope in Christ? Are you hoping that Jesus will come to your aid, will come to your rescue, will come to your help? Are you hoping in that? Well, if you are, notice his eye is on you. To do what? Verse 19 answers that question. To deliver their soul from death and to keep them alive in famine. Our soul waited for the Lord. He is our help and our shield. There it is again. You see, hymnody, those who write the hymns, keep reminding us again and again and again, those of us who sing what the hymn writers have written, they remind us that God is our help. Go through the Psalms. Go through all the Psalms and write down how many times God is spoken of as our help. You will be surprised to see how many times the psalmist who is in trouble, who's calling on God to rescue him, and he says, come and rescue me, for you are my help. You're my help. And again, what does the word help mean? Well, it comes from that Hebrew verb, which means to assist, to aid, to support, to rally around, to get you out of a tight spot. That's what it means to help. To rescue you, that's what it means to help. To lend a helping hand, that's what it means to help. Listen, God will always lend you his helping hand because he is the help. He's the help. He's the helper. So again, notice, sacred hymn writers and the hymns themselves that are timeless classics, they point us to a God in our time of trouble who not only pledges to help us, but whose very name and office is the Helper. Psalm 46, which we read yesterday, let's just read it again. Psalm 46, verse 1, and that's why I have it here in gray, because we covered it in yesterday's lesson. But it says, God is our refuge and strength, a very present helper in trouble. Verse 5, God is in the midst of her, the church. She shall not be moved. God shall help her, the church, and that immediately, or that quickly, or that right early. Listen, you don't need to get deep in trouble. God, listen, the moment you just confront trouble, he's there right and early. God does not let your problems drag on into later stages. He's there right early. He shows up quickly. He shows up in the nick of time. That's Psalm 46. But then here in Psalm 115, verse 9 through 11, O Israel, trust thou in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. What is God again? He's their helper. There it is again. He is their help. If the church ever needed a helper, it's the Lord. If the church ever needed someone to get them out of a tight spot, it's the Lord. Now here Israel is referring to the entire church, all the 12 tribes. So again, verse 9, O Israel, or O church, trust thou in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. Notice, God will rescue you and God will protect you. He'll rescue you. Listen, God is the Calvary. You know, like in those old cowboy pictures, I remember when the homesteaders would be in a wagon train and the Indians would attack. All of a sudden, there was an Indian attack, and the guy leading the wagon train would tell the Westerners, "Hey, put all the wagon trains in a circle." And then here the Indians, they're coming in, they're shooting their fiery arrows, and the wagon trains are on fire, and people are getting shot, and it almost seems like they're going to be wiped out. And all of a sudden, you hear the sound of the bugle, and you see the soldiers of the Union Army coming over. Here comes the cavalry. That's the Lord. When you and I are in trouble, he is our help. And not just our help, he is also our shield, our protector. Then in verse 10, it says, O house of Aaron. Aaron represents church leadership. So in verse 9, this pledge of God's help and protection is for all the families of the church, but then God narrows it down to the leadership. O house of Aaron, trust in the Lord. He, again, is their help and their shield. There you go. So whether you're clergy or laity, whether you're a minister or a member, all are to put their trust in God, who is their help and their shield. Now, we're reading, of course, this is the book of Psalms, but you know, we know that the Psalms is hymnody. It's song. Again, let's look at verse 11. Ye that fear the Lord, ye that reverence the Lord, ye that have respect for God and respect for his word and respect for his will and respect for his command. You know, when you say you fear the Lord, it means you respect his commandments, you honor them, his will. You know that his will is that we would not sin, therefore you don't sin. See, to fear the Lord is to reverence him in everything. So ye that fear the Lord, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. That's God. That's who he is. He is. So, again, when we listen to our worship on Sunday, for example, look at this Sunday's bulletin. Our first congregational hymn, which was our intro, was O Worship the King, which was the insert hymn number 28, followed by the invocation, followed by the opening hymn 284, Turn Your Eyes Upon Jesus. Then Sister Shirley, now we're only talking about the hymnody part of the bulletin, then Sister Shirley Shannon, she played on the piano, You Alone, Lord Jesus. What does that mean, you alone? Well, again, he is our what? Our soul helper. That's what she was playing. Then the duet by Bev Close and Jeannie Hoffman. What was that song about? Well, God giving us his peace. Why does he bestow upon us a peace? Because once you know that he is your help and your shield, you can go to sleep at night. Because he's taking care of everything. My peace is whom? The Lord. Then the insert hymn, 289, Sweeter as the Years Go By. Then the closing hymn, 263, For Those Tears I Died. Listen, in all those hymns, we are being told of the love of God for us, of how God will care for us, how God will protect us, how God will come to our aid, how God will come to our rescue, how God will take us out of a tight spot, how God will rally around us. That's what all those hymns were about. Again, he is our help. So between the worship and the testimonies and the joys and the concerns and the sermon and the opening prayer and the closing prayer and all of the hymnody in between and all of the musical specials in between, we know that everything's going to be all right because God is our help. We know it. So, but you see, it needs to be stressed, not just in the sermon, but prior to the sermon, prior to the preached word, we need this notion that God is our help impressed upon us in what kind of sermon? In sacred song, hymnody, sermons in songs. The hymnody plays just as an important part of the preaching of the word because it's the singing of the word. We're singing about the same person, and we're preaching. See, sacred song points to God. Sacred preaching points to God. And if all of that points to God, it's telling us, look unto him. Opening hymn 284. Notice, the hymns are telling you, turn your eyes upon Jesus. The sermon is telling you, turn your eyes upon Jesus. Why? Because, my brothers and sisters, he is the only hope and the only help of the world. Well, that'll do it for today. Love you much. Tune in tomorrow, Thursday, as we continue our series on the Lord promises to help us. God bless you, saints.
There's a land that is fairer than day, and by faith we can see it afar. For the Father waits over the way to prepare. There is comfort.